Goodbye, U.S. Airways. Hello, world's biggest airline.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and it is official. American Airlines and U.S. Airways have announced they are merging into the world's largest airline. It'll be called American, will be based in Fort Worth, Texas, and its leader will be Doug Parker, who currently runs U.S. Airways. The combined airline will offer more than 6,700 daily flights to 336 destinations in 56 countries. But tying the knot will not be simple, as Tracy Samuelson reports.
It's like moving in with a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Suddenly you've got two couches, two beds, two lives that need to be combined. So challenge number one will be merging the front end of these companies, like airport hubs and routes. Everything from repainting planes and standardizing cabins to pilots and flight attendants learning new equipment.
They'll have to familiarize the American Airlines pilots with U.S. Airways Airbus airplanes, and they will have to familiarize U.S. Airways pilots with the various planes American flies.
Henry Hardeval is a travel industry analyst with Hudson Crossing. He says challenge number two will be combining the back end. In the past, airline mergers have had trouble combining reservation systems. And then there's the issue of company culture.
U.S. Airways tends to have a thinner management structure, and decisions tend to be made a little bit more quickly. American Airlines is more hierarchical, and they will do analysis after analysis after analysis.
Hardeveldt says it could be 3 or 4 years until these two airlines are truly one. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.